Peter Biani remembers his childhood house in Lebanon,
which was the house that I grew up in from birth till COVID. I have no more passion, like I don't call it home anymore, because I feel like I outgrew it, but also because I have this thing in me where it's like, when I want to move past something, I kind of just shut everything out towards that, because it's like, I'm giving up the old for the new.
Peter's last visit home was in August. He's an international student at Columbia University. He's currently working on his master's degree in Columbia University's Marketing Science program. It's essentially a business statistics program. He's also a teaching assistant in the MBA program. He wasn't always this studious, though, and getting here wasn't easy.
And so I used to spend a lot of time with my mom. My mom just yelling at me to get me to study.
Peter attended college between 2002 and 2017 in Beirut. He was living in Beirut during the protests in October 2019, though he didn't participate. Peter was home when he started hearing gunshots.
We started hearing of gunshots, and we started hearing of riots happening. And then our parents are like, oh, where are you? Come back home. It's getting a bit dicey. And then we're like, no, it's fine. We're safe. We don't hear anything. And then all of a sudden, it got messy real quick. Like, all the roads started to get blocked.
It was the beginning of the Lebanese lira losing its purchasing power and people losing access to their money.
And that's when everything went really bad. Like, the Lebanese lira to dollar was, there was a huge disparity. People didn't know how they were going to get their money. You were talking about someone who was genuinely super rich now not being able to feed their kids anymore.
He said things got so bad that even middle class and wealthy families couldn't take their money out the banks. They didn't know how they were going to feed their families. Peter says something was calling him to seek more. That's when he started applying for grad school. That came with its own struggles as well. He almost didn't get into Columbia.
I applied to a whole bunch of schools. Rejection, 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 rejection. Okay, learning moment. How am I going to improve my resume? I studied for CFA level 1. I got the CFA level 1, applied again to all the programs, different programs, additional programs and different programs. And I got accepted into UCLA. I got accepted into Indiana Kelly. I got multiple second, like, rounds of interviews with MIT and other places. But then I got into, I got rejected from Columbia.
Peter applied to several schools, including Columbia and MIT, but he didn't get in. Peter didn't give up. He wanted to know why he didn't get accepted. So he got in touch with the data science program director, who is now a mentor to him.
Someone in the admissions office called Dan reached out, and he's like, well, you got rejected because your profile doesn't fit with the profile of the people that you applied for in this program, but you would do really well in that program. And he actually took my application and gave it to the program director. And he was like, if you want this program, you can have it. I met with the program director, Kamel, and he ended up being a pretty good figure, like, mentor in my journey in Colombia.
Peter finishes his program this month. Afterwards, his goal is to do quantitative research for a hedge fund. In the meantime, he has an offer for a project manager job for a construction company. It's the same industry his father is in, back in Lebanon. He says, after living here for 1 year, New York feels like home. This podcast episode was written, produced, and reported by me, London Miller.